Hey guys, welcome to Que Putas, where we question everything with no filter.
No filter.
Today's Monday, first day of the week.
Lunes, yes, we're starting.
If you follow the week, like, if you know what the days are normally, then today probably sucks. But I don't follow the days.
I know.
I've said this already. I actually look forward to Mondays, because on Mondays, a new chapter of the book I'm reading updates.
You're so annoying. I enjoy Mondays for a different reason.
Today's Monday! Oh, it is
my- Yeah.
I was like, wait, a new chapter updated.
Yeah.
No, I read my book.
I actually enjoy, Mondays because, well, that's the thing. I feel like once, people start hiring again or whatever, whenever I can find a job, I'm not going to ask for the weekends off.
Me neither.
Best case scenario, like, I would want a Monday and a Tuesday off, or, like, a Tuesday and a Wednesday, because if not, the weekends is when everyone has off, so everything is literally busy.
That's the thing, when I try to go places, like, my local park, or, like, a museum, or just a fucking grocery store, like, I'm so accustomed to going during, like, the daytime on weekdays, and it's so empty everywhere.
Yeah. And the thing is, even though obviously it's busy, obviously there's people, but it's nothing compared to a weekend. Like, I remember, like, I think it was last weekend or something, we said, okay, let's go to this one museum. And I don't know why, we didn't think it through, but we literally, because we coordinated with our other friend, and we went on a Saturday. Like, the next day off that she had was a Saturday, so we're like, okay, we'll go on the Saturday. We literally pull up, and the line, like, is all the way out the door, and I'm like, no.
I'm so glad. And then we went on, like, a Tuesday the next time.
Yeah.
And, like, it was just us and three other people.
Literally. And we could just kind of go back and forth wherever we wanted.
Yeah, because it was such a tiny place that imagine if we'd gone when it was busy like that.
Ooh, I would feel so.
And, like,
especially with social distancing and, like, yeah, coronavirus.
And there was, like, no path to follow. You just kind of wander aimlessly, so you're bumping into people and, you know, like.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, and I'm assuming why there was such a big line outside is that they were only letting a certain amount of people in at a time, you know?
Oh, so anyways, like, we would have had to wait out there that entire time. So I'm so glad, because I found it funny because, like, we're used to, like, our anxious wreckiness and, like, our indecisiveness, like, you with me. But it was one of the first times that we had gone out with this third friend. And we literally got there, and we're like, yeah, we're not gonna stay here. And she's like, what, are we serious? Like,
it's like, we just
got here. Like, you guys don't even want to try. And it's like, yeah, no, let's just go.
The line outside is way too long.
It's chill, yeah. I mean, then we coordinated a different day with her, and we went with her.
No, exactly, but that's the way it is. Like, I'm not going if it's crowded.
Literally. And especially now with...
Especially, yeah.
Coronavirus.
Like, I wouldn't have gone anyways, but...
I feel as though I would have felt some type of way before the pandemic. I would have been like, oh, it's crowded, but, like, it would have been fine. Like, I would maybe force myself to go.
No, my social anxiety would have been through the roof.
Agreed.
I enjoyed it better when it was empty.
Yeah. So, kind of getting back on topic.
Yes.
That's why I actually appreciate Mondays.
Agreed.
Even though, like, it is the start of the week and we're getting... Even though, I mean, I keep saying this, but I don't like seeing it like that. It's like, why do we hate Mondays so much? It's literally, I know why
we should hate Sundays more.
You're so annoying. You just have a thing against Sundays.
I do.
But yeah, so it is Monday, but let's hop straight into it. Let's hop straight into our thing.
Because, like, instead of doing, like, one of those quotes that get us all philosophical, I thought we would do something funny. This one isn't really funny, but I wonder if you'll get the right answer. So ready? It's
probably
a brain
not.
Teaser. Shoot. I want to do more than one. We'll see how
it goes. Do more than one. It's okay. I didn't want to... Yes.
Ready? I don't know how to pronounce this, so I'm going to say, a old king must leave his fortune to one of his two sons.
Mm-hmm.
He makes a proposition. Both sons will ride their camels in a race, and whichever camel crosses the finish line last will win the fortune for its owner. During the race, the two brothers wander aimlessly for days, neither willing to cross the finish line. In desperation, they ask a wise man for advice. He tells them something, then the brothers leap onto the camels and charge toward the finish line. What did the wise man say?
Whoever crosses with their camel last...
Wins the fortune.
Mm-hmm. Is it a play on words?
No, I don't think so. No.
Whoever crosses with their camel
Whichever last. Camel crosses the finish line last will win the fortune for its owner.
Whichever camel crosses the finish line last will win the fortune for its owner.
So what could the wise man have told them that caused them to hop on the camels and charge straight for the finish line?
Okay, the thing is, so it wasn't actually last, it was first?
Mm-mm, it was last.
Whoever ended up last, but it's
whichever,
like,
camel ended
were
up
the
last.
Two sons also considered camels or something?
Mm-mm.
No, it was literally their camels. Did they have to go with just the camels?
What do you mean?
Could they, like, they had to send their camels first?
The camels had to, whoever's camel crosses last wins the fortune.
Crosses last? Is that like the name of a river or something? Is last the name of a location?
No.
Give me some kind of hint. Give me something.
There's no play. It's literally, there's a race. They're racing.
Yes.
And their father is like, whichever camel crosses last wins the fortune. So what did the wise man tell them to do so that they could actually do the race properly? It's based on the camels crossing last.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, tie their camels somewhere? Did they, like, leave their camels somewhere?
No, they hopped on their camels and they raced.
Stop. I don't know.
No? You want me to tell you?
I want you to give me some kind of hint. Something.
I'm literally explaining it to you. I'm surprised you didn't get it. Okay, so there's no play on words. Just what could they possibly do to make them want to finish first, in turn making their camel finish last?
Finish first, making their camel finish last?
There's only two camels and two brothers.
Like, they finish the other person's water?
Finish the other person's water?
I don't know. How could they finish first and finish last at the same time?
How could they finish first? How could one brother
what
finish
first? What
do
they have to finish first in order to finish last?
No. What? How can one of the brothers... There's Diego and Marco.
Mm-hmm.
How can Diego, by finishing first...
Finish last.
His camel finish last. By finishing first on a camel, his camel finishes last.
Oh, they switch camels.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on here? Damn, they're cheaters.
No, they're cheaters. Not actually.
But yeah, you ride the other person's camel to the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but then how does the father know?
Because the camel, I don't know, because their camels look different.
Oh, I feel like you gave me too much of a hint there. I did figure it out, but that was definitely a major amount of assistance. Damn. That's so, like, easy. I'm so annoyed that I didn't get that. That's pretty smart.
Okay, ready?
Yes. Shoot. Let me redeem myself.
The water level in a reservoir is low, but doubles every day. It takes 60 days to fill the reservoir. How long does it take for the reservoir to become half full?
It takes... Oh my gosh. Do I have to actually do math?
No, think about it. Okay, I'll read it again. The water level in a reservoir is low.
Okay.
And it doubles every day.
Yes.
It takes 60 days to fill the reservoir. How many days does it take for the reservoir to become half full?
I feel like 30 is way too obvious. So that's not the right answer. How many days does it take for the reservoir
not math.
To become half full?
Mm-hmm. I'm not touching.
I know. You're just making me anxious. Is it really straightforward?
Pretty. Yeah, let me read it again. Pay attention. I give you the answer.
Okay.
The water level in a reservoir is low.
Low. Okay, so low isn't giving us any kind of term.
Just
okay.
low.
Uh-huh.
But it doubles every day.
Okay, it doubles every day.
And it takes...
Doubles from the low, or just it's double?
It doubles.
Okay, sure.
It takes 60 days to fill the reservoir. To fill it. Mm-hmm. So how long does it take for the reservoir to become half full?
Half full?
Mm-hmm.
And it doubles every day?
Mm-hmm. I want you to read me one because I feel like I could get this, but I know the answer. I feel like I could get this answer.
It doubles every day?
It doubles. I mean,
so half full? I mean, what, half of the full? I mean, what, the second day because it's already double?
The second day, because it's already double. Okay, ready?
I feel as though I need to do actual math.
No.
You're saying that there
on
is
the
none.
60th day, it's full.
Yes.
Okay. What doubled would be full?
What doubled would be full?
Half doubled is full, yes?
Yeah.
So 59.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, what, on day 22? Like, what the fuck?
How it doubles,
yeah,
so once it's
so
half.
Yeah, you're so right. Oh my god, that was so obvious. I'm so upset.
I feel like I could have gotten it, but maybe
why
not.
Am I so not?
Here, I want you to read
I'm
me one.
I'm not intelligent.
It's not about intelligence, it's a brain teaser.
I feel some type of way.
I had a lot of fun when you were reading this to me the other day.
Yeah, right? This one, I heard the thing once. Let's see if you remember this one. Ready? So a farmer needs to take a fox, a chicken, and a sack of grain across a river.
Okay.
The only way across the river is by a small boat, which can hold, which can only hold the farmer and one of the three items.
Mm-hmm.
Left unsupervised, the chicken will eat the grain, and
I
the
know,
fox
I know.
Will eat the chicken.
Yeah, ready?
However, the okay. fox won't try to eat the grain,
I
and
know.
Neither the fox nor the chicken will wander off.
I know.
How does this farmer get everything across the river?
Okay, he starts, he takes the chicken, he puts it on the other side.
Uh-huh.
Then he goes back. He grabs the, grain, he takes the grain, he puts it next to the chicken, grabs the chicken, takes it back, grabs the fox, puts the fox with the grain, then goes back, gets the chicken, and has all three.
Wow, nice.
Yeah. But I've heard that before.
I was about to say, how did you remember?
I know that you have to keep, the fox away from the chicken, and I know you have to take one back. You
yeah.
have to do that extra step, and so I just took the chicken back.
Damn.
Yeah, but I learned that in, like, elementary school.
Oh. What is... Oh my goodness, let's see if you get this.
Tell me.
What is 3/7 chicken?
Huh?
What is 3/7 a chicken? Or what is 3/7 chicken, 2/3 cat, and 2/4 goat?
A farm?
I'm going to give this to you because it was way too, like...
A cockatrice?
Chicago. It's 3/7 chicken.
Oh my god! Chicago. I love that.
I feel as though you need to be like, what the fuck kind of hybrid species is this?
I was literally thinking of some sort of animal. I'm like, damn.
Ready? Let's see if you get this one.
Okay.
A red house is made from red bricks.
Cool.
A blue house is made from blue bricks.
Cool.
A yellow house is made from yellow bricks.
President lives in the White House.
What is a greenhouse made from?
Glass.
Why?
Because a greenhouse is the one that houses the plants. Greenhouses are made of glass.
Nice.
That's obvious. I thought you were going to say White House. President lives in the White House.
Oh, shoot. Are these all easy or what?
I don't know. I wish I'd had time to think about the Chicago one, but I wouldn't have gotten that one. All right, give me another one.
Why is the letter F like death?
Why is the letter F like death?
Mm-hmm.
What? Read it again?
Why is the letter F like death?
Is this a stupid play on the word F?
The it's letter weird. F? Ready? The answer is...
No, wait. Could I... Let me think.
I don't think you'll ever come up with this, no.
Why is the letter F like death? Does it have to do with the shape of the F?
No. It has to do with a word... That has the letter F, and you're taking the letter F out of that word, and it becomes a play on words.
What? Tell me.
It's because without it, life is a lie, or it makes life a lie.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't think you were ever going to get that. Let's see.
Give me a hard one. I like the ones where there's a lot of people's names, because I like to name people. It really sets it into perspective for me.
Okay. A man describes his daughter saying, they're all blonde, but two. All brunette, but two. And all redhead, but two. How many daughters does he have?
What? Again. Okay. So man describes his daughters.
Saying, they are all blonde but two.
They are all blonde but two.
All brunette but two. And all redhead but two. How many daughters does he have?
Blonde, brunette, redhead. Is there another type of hair? He only has two and they're both black haired? No, they're all blonde but two.
They're all blonde but two. All brunette but two. And all redhead but two. Thought process out loud.
Okay, six is stupid. It's not six.
It is not.
All his daughters are blonde, mm-hmm. but two.
Mm-hmm.
All his daughters, but they're already all blonde, so how can all of them be redheads but two? Because they were all blonde.
They're all blonde but two, all brunette but two, and all redhead but two.
This is annoying.
Why?
Because this doesn't make any sense.
It does when you know the answer, but I wouldn't have got this in a million years. I would have been like, he's got 16 daughters. He doesn't even know he's got 8 of them. The rest are bald.
They're all blonde but two.
Yeah.
All brunette but two. 2, 3, 4, 5. Are there 5 daughters?
No, there are not.
They're all blonde but two, all brunette but two, and all redhead but two?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me a little something? I want to guess, but help me out. What am I missing? What isn't clicking?
Okay, how I'm going to give you a... I don't know if this is going to be a really good hint or a really bad hint.
Okay.
But he has one blonde daughter.
They're all brunette.
They're all blonde but two. All brunette but two. And all redhead but two.
Exactly. So there's one blonde, one brunette, and one redhead. And then two of them do not fall into any of that. So there's 5.
No. They're all blonde.
There are 3. There are 3 because one is blonde, the other two are not. One is brunette, the other two are not. And the other one is redhead, but the other two are not. Yeah. It's the same 2.
He has 3 daughters.
That's so stupid because they're all blonde but two, but yeah. There's 3. That's...
They're, I mean...
That's bad English.
It was. Well, I mean, they had to confuse you, but yeah.
But that's stupid. Yeah, no wonder. Like I was like, where are the words? Blonde. You can't say they're all blonde, but two only having 3.
Well, I mean, but that's what he did.
He's a dumbass.
I mean...
He has to go back to school.
I'm not debating you on that.
But. Another one.
Ready? You have a 7-minute hourglass and an 11-minute hourglass.
Cool.
How can you boil an egg in exactly 15 minutes?
Okay, you get the 7-1, you tip that bitch over.
No, because they can't go at the same time.
Okay,
you have 2 separate hourglasses. You can start both.
I know,
both
you
at
need 15 minutes.
Time.
So you're going to tip over the 11-1 first.
Okay.
Yes, you're going to tip over the 11-1 first. Oh, but you won't know until the 11 minutes are over. Right? You have no way of knowing, because I was going to say, once it reaches the 9 mark, flip the 7. There is no
you
9 mark.
You have no idea.
If you do the 7-1 first, no. You want 15 minutes. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Wait. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's 4. Mm-hmm. What's 11 minus 4? 7. Right?
Yeah.
What?
Talk to me.
The math has to be that you flip the 7-1 twice, but at what point?
Do you want me to read you the answer?
Hold up.
What is the first step that you need to do?
I just had a whole thought process and it's gone. It's because you have to flip the 7-1 and the 11-1. No. My... 7 and 7 is 14. That doesn't do shit for me. So it can't be that one twice. And it can't be the 11 one twice. But if you flip, 7 plus 11 is too much as well. 7, once it reaches. It's just the simple math of figuring it out, right?
Yeah, it's literally math.
Give me a second. Okay, if you turn the 11 one first... I know you have to turn them both at the same time the first round, but I can't figure out why. You have to
start them both at the same time.
You do, but I can't. I know I have to do that, but I can't figure out why I have to do that. So give me a second. Don't tell me. I can figure this out.
Okay.
So you, okay, let's say you just flip the 7 and the 11 one. You just flip them. Because you flipped them, the moment the 7 runs out, you know that the 11 is at 4. What good does that do? Can you, like, turn it and hold it at the 4?
I mean, you could, yeah, hold it there.
Not what you do, though, but what does having 4 do for me? How does knowing that 4 are left do anything for me? Because 7 just happened. Oh, wait. No, because it's 7. Oh, you're such a dumbass. It's still 7. I forget that it's still 7. Oh, yeah, that was my thought process. That's what I meant by flipping it. Once it gets to 4, you flip it again and it becomes 7. But that doesn't do shit for you. That literally does nothing. It does nothing. But what could you do?
Ready? I think you already said it, but I don't know why the math isn't adding up for you. Ready? So it says to start both hourglasses as you start boiling the egg. So you flip them both. After the 7-minute hourglass runs out, turn it over and start it again.
Mm-hmm.
4 minutes later, when the 11-minute hourglass runs out, turn the 7-minute hourglass again.
Oh!
So you get 3 minutes there, I think. Wait for the 7-minute hourglass to run out, which will take another... it'll take 4 minutes. That was 4. 4 minutes and get you to exactly 15 minutes of boiling time.
Okay. I missed that I could play with... There it is. There it is, because then it was 11 plus 4. That's what I was missing.
Yeah.
Flipping the 7 one again.
Mm-hmm.
Once the 4... Okay, yeah. I knew I had to do that, but I just couldn't figure out where. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't do that. That last step I missed.
Damn, that was actual math. I hate that.
Me too.
Ready?
Yeah, this is really fun.
Oh, I actually know this one. Ready? I think this should be the last one. Okay. How far can a squirrel run into the woods? You should know this one, actually.
Halfway, then it's running out.
Yeah, literally.
Mm-hmm.
I found that cute the first time I read that. I was like, oh, shit. It's like you can literally run halfway into the forest until you're already leaving the forest.
Mm-hmm. You know, forests are actually very scary concepts to me because I'm always like, just keep walking forward. You'll eventually get out. My ass.
Will you?
Eventually get out. My ass. You know how many people just get lost in forests?
Yeah, honestly.
And die.
What sucks is I wish there was a way to just, like, go up.
Right.
And see, like, where the fuck... Then again, it's like, depending on how deep you are in the forest, how do you even know where? You know what I mean?
I would never run into a forest. I would never.
No?
I'm not gonna find my way out.
I feel like I would go with string or a compass or something. Because my thing is, it's like, how do I know I'm not, like, going in a circle? Like, I know I'm going straight technically, but, like, who's telling you I'm not, like, curving? You know what I mean?
Probably are.
I mean, that's the thing. So that kind of, like... panics me to where it's like I'm not even going in a straight line.
And what if you're just going deeper? I mean, eventually you'd think like, okay, you're leaving, but forests can be extensive.
I mean, depending on which forest you're at, like, yeah. But ready?
Mm-hmm.
I think we. What? Mm-hmm. Your face. Okay. Yeah. So then I wanted to pose the question. Excuse me.
Yawning. How inappropriate.
That was so inappropriate of me. I rude. Apologize.
Rude.
That was so inappropriate. What advice, I guess, do you have as a dog parent, if that makes sense?
The thing is, ready? I feel like a good question would be, or not a good question, like a good thing to pose. It's like, what would you do differently if you were to get a new, fresh puppy right now?
Mm-hmm. Like, having been a dog, how long have you been a dog owner, actually?
Got him when he was 4, he's 11, I don't know, math, 7. We literally just dealt with 4 and 11, 7.
Oh, wow.
7 years.
7 years. So you've owned a dog for 7 years?
Mm-hmm.
And?
It's been something.
Has it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think that... It hasn't even been that taxing for me, to
be honest. No, it hasn't. And to be honest, I didn't even realize it's been that long. Like, if I don't do the math, I'd be like, you know, maybe 3-4 years. It's been 7. And I feel like that's not a lot, but it's a lot.
7 years? That's almost a decade.
The fact that he's been with me since I was fresh, bro.
Yeah, 7 years is a really long time. What about my dog? 6 years?
5? That's where the math is a little weird, because we got your dog a year later.
Did we get my dog a year later? I think it was more than that. It was just a year?
He's 7.
Yeah, my dog is 7.
So how have I had my dog?
Yeah, no, your math is weird.
Or how old is your dog?
I remember I got my dog in my freshman year of high school.
What year was that?
7 years ago. I don't know. I could do the math. Could I do the math? I was like...
Okay, I know for a fact my dog is 11. I know for 17, a fact that we got him when he was 4. 16,
15, 14. We got him in 2014.
We got your dog the May 1 year after the March that we got my dog. Not 2 months later, a whole year after.
Okay.
We got them pretty consecutively.
Did we really?
Okay, I don't remember what year I got mine, but I do remember where I was when we got yours.
Me too.
But I don't remember where we were when I got mine. You don't remember?
I know that your mom was still working for that first company.
I remember we were watching Sailor Moon.
We were? Where were we? Sailor Moon? What do you mean?
You don't remember that?
No.
Because we wanted to hang out with the dog, but it wasn't allowed upstairs, so we left the dog in the cage and went to go watch Sailor Moon upstairs.
Oh, did we really?
I remember that. And we got in trouble because it's like, damn, like, you don't even want to play with the dog. It's like, I do, but I want to watch Sailor Moon.
I was about to say, we're allowed to live our lives. Just because we have a dog does not mean...
I'm going to sit and stare at it 24/7.
Honestly,
that's
Jesus.
That's not how dogging works.
Parents, sometimes.
But anyways, I honestly don't remember when we got my dog. I'm pretty sure my dog
was 11.
I remember
the first day that we got your dog.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, that. And that we were playing Indiana Jones.
Oh my god.
On the TV down there.
And you freaked out.
And the thing is, throughout the entire movie, because there were a lot of, like, fighting scenes and, like, gunshots, he was literally barking the entire time. We were like, calm down, it's just a movie.
We sat there and explained
it
to him.
Yeah, we were trying to sit there, and it's like, it's not real.
He's such a sweetheart.
They're actors.
Nothing
he
is happening.
He was not understanding.
But, okay, I don't know when we got my dog.
Yeah, me neither. It's okay, whatever.
But.
They're, like, 20 and 24 at this point.
Potentially. But I would do a lot of things differently. A lot of things. First off, I would start, I have a fresh little puppy. He goes everywhere with me.
Agreed.
Or she. As in, and I'm exposing them to everybody. I don't think dogs can't catch human diseases, so I'm going to have him in my little purse at a store. And everyone's like, oh my god, he's so cute. You want to carry him? You want to pet him? Like, and I'm going to have him walking. I'll have a little wipey-wipey, especially when they're tiny. They do a little pee, like, you don't even see it. Like, you do a little wipey-wipey. There's barely anything inside of them. But I'm going to be like, you want to hold him? You want to touch him? Oh, you think he's cute? Pet him. You know, like, yeah, like, throw him on everybody. Like, I want my dog to be exposed to people because, unfortunately, I'm a homebody, so that's how my dogs are. Because I don't go out, so they don't go out. And so they have hella social anxiety. I don't know if they branch off of me or just they happen to have similar personalities. I don't know what it is. But that's first thing. Like, I would make them social.
Yeah, I would take them on walks as much as possible. I would, like you said, go out with them as much as possible.
The thing is, I'm not a walking person. Like, yeah, if I start caring for myself, like, I would go on long walks, take them to the park. And that's the thing. Also, when I got them, I didn't exactly have the freedom to be able to take them places.
You were still young.
I would enjoy taking them to the dog park, you know, because I'm going to see them having fun and I get to play with other doggies. Like, I would have a great time at a dog park too. Like, I would like to take them at a dog park. But I know in today's day, they will attack another dog. Being tiny little fucking rats that they are, they will attack another dog. You know?
Yeah.
And also, my dog isn't fixed, and I feel like he's too old to fix him at this point. And, like...
It would just confuse
him. It's not my responsibility, because if you also didn't fix your dog, then the fuck, you know? But, like, then I really gotta be on him, because he really be trying to make them babies. I raised a playa. I'm just kidding.
Oh, damn.
No.
Ew. No, my dog actually is fixed. Not by choice, actually. I'm super upset that I can't have more little babies.
No, there's enough doggies out there.
I know, but I would love to have my dog's little babies and low-key. I mean, I'm past that, but I'm, like, so sad that I can't have his little puppies, you know what I mean?
I hear you.
But whatchamacallit, I actually rescued him. Mine was a rescue from the pound. And he came fixed.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm assuming they must have found him abandoned somewhere. Oh my god, he has such trauma.
He really does.
He's so precious.
But ready, so that's the first thing I would do. I would expose them to the world. Like, they would go to dog parks. They would go to stores. They would be in everybody's hands. I would take them over to people's houses. Like, obviously, once... Like, I wouldn't be a dumbass, because that was also a big reason why I didn't expose them to the world, because, like, it took so long to potty train them. Because that's another thing. I never sat down and actually trained them. You know? You didn't? Especially mine. I mean, mine was pretty potty trained until yours came in. Agreed. When yours came in, mine became a whole mess because he wanted to mark his territory.
Agreed, yeah.
But, yeah. I would be taking him, I would take him to people's houses and be like, hey, like, run around, sniff, like, don't pee on stuff, bad boy. You know, but, like, I would socialize them, I would train them from the start, because they're literally little sponges, so you...
You can't train them too young. I know that when we first got mine, they're like, yeah, you can't train till, like, month 3 or 4.
That's
like,
fine.
Because they won't understand.
Be fine. You'll just not teach agreed it stuff, like, but yeah. Learn!
How about you don't?
No, roll over, bitch.
Because I remember, I don't know at what point I actually officially started training my dog. But I'm actually very proud of his current training, even though they don't listen, per se, and, like, his anxious ass, like, I don't even know how to deal with him, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But, I know that, well, okay, because my dog, the first thing I feel as though I trained my dog to do was semi-potty train. Like, I mean, he's relatively potty trained. Mm-hmm. The only reason that they would have, like, an accident where they're not supposed to is because we didn't take them out, you know what I mean? Other than that, they're pretty good about where they shit and pee. Mm-hmm. Except for mine with his anxiety. Oh I God. Swear, he gets anxious and he just, like, pees himself. And I'm like, baby!
No!
Please, don't! Oh, my goodness.
And bro, just out of nowhere, he'll be straight chilling, but then he'll get super overwhelmed.
And then, yeah, for some reason, he'll just get anxious all by himself. And I'm like, babe, I just told you to come. Like, and he's like, huh, and he'll, like, freaking pee himself. I'm like, honey, I really don't want to clean up after you right now. Mm-hmm. But whatchamacallit? Well, actually, because I feel as though I trained your dog a lot as well.
Yeah, I didn't have the patience to do
it. I was about to say, I really, like, yours was slow. Your dog is so intelligent, but I don't know why. It's super. He's super, like, Cifrino, so he doesn't like to be trained.
Yeah.
I don't get it. He's so smart. So intelligent. But, like, it doesn't, like, I don't know.
He's really obedient.
He really is. Like, he's really such a good likes boy. To please. El abusa a little bit, mm-hmm. but he's like, are you sure you want me to go to cage? And I'm like, cage. He's like, I know what you're saying, but, like, are you sure? I'm pretty sure that's not what you want, right? And I'm like, cage. And he's like,
just
okay.
Like, bro, when you tell him to go somewhere and then he like, sneaks past you to run to me.
Does.
He knows he shouldn't be doing it, but, like, he knows that I'll fucking spoil the shit out of him. So all he has to do is get past you. Jump on me, and I will protect him. I swear to God, I love
he's
that dog.
He's so cute. Yeah, your dog, your spoiled little puppy.
My spoiled little puppy.
No, but whatchamacallit, I feel as though my progression, and I'd like you to, like, interject if you don't agree or if you think I should do something different. But, like, I teach you sit.
Hmm.
I will teach you how to sit. We will spend 4 weeks on learning how to sit.
Actually, I hear you. Sorry, I keep going. But you know one that I always neglect?
Which one?
Fucking heel.
Yeah.
How do you get a dog to not
know.
Run away? I see people with their dogs, and their dogs aren't leashed, and their dogs will just follow them. Their dogs will see another dog, not give a fuck. See another human, not give a fuck. I will call to the dog, and the dog will be like, I don't give a fuck about you. I'm with my owner. How do you get a dog to do that?
I don't know.
I want that. I want that out of a dog. If I had a dog that was loyal to me like that, oh my God. Oh my God. Fin de mundo.
Yeah.
I want a dog.
I feel as though I would just get it paid because, I mean, unless somebody told me it's like, this is what you have to do and it'll actually work.
There's the dog whisperer guy on YouTube. He probably teaches you how to do it.
He probably does. I haven't done the proper research. Yeah, because I've never taught that, actually, and I don't know how to do it. Because I feel as though I'm pretty confident in teaching sit,
mm-hmm.
lie down, semi. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, at least my dogs do it.
Yeah.
I've done it enough. I've taught up. Mm-hmm. Like, when it's, like, I don't know, I have them stand on two paws. I don't know if I'm ever going to need it, but it's cute sometimes, so I just do it. They know up, they know leave it. Mm-hmm. They don't want to listen to it sometimes, but they know what it fucking means. They know
that's
leave
a really
it,
important one.
And they just don't listen, mm-hmm. but they know what leave it is. Like, and I'm like, leave it, and I, like, point with my finger, and they're like, okay, I won't eat it. They kind of know what stay is. They don't listen to it ever. If I'm like, stay.
But they do know what it is.
They do.
You know when I always wanted to teach? Like, back up.
Yeah, agree.
Like, instead of, like, turning around, like, stay looking at me, but back up.
I want to make a list. Like, the thing is, the next time we get a dog, I'm not trying to kill our dog.
But you know what? I hear what you're saying. Like, make a list of the ones that we have to teach them. But the thing is, we've already given up on them. I've only had Zero for 7 years, and 5 years ago, I gave up on training him.
I didn't.
I did. Like, he still has years on him. Like, I could teach him heal, and for the last 5 years, he could be a good boy that heals.
Why don't we do that?
Ugh. Why would I do that?
Ugh.
Laziness.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We should freaking
that's train the thing.
Our dogs.
What would I do if I got another dog? I wouldn't.
Damn.
I love dogs, but I just don't have... I am not emotionally available enough to raise a dog. Wow. I'm too selfish.
Are you emotionally available enough to be here for this friendship? Maybe this is what we should talk barely. About. Damn, what do you mean,
barely? I am not emotionally available.
This is news to me.
You knew this.
Yeah, why am I trying to act shocked?
No, and that's the thing, and that's why I feel like, oh no, like, I neglect the dog, but it's like, I'm not emotionally available for this, and I wasn't 7 years ago when we got him, you know? But, yeah. But I, you know, I made the best of it, and thankfully, he's the kind of dog that doesn't like to be smothered with affection. Like, he likes his own private time, his own yeah. separation, and I appreciate that in him. I don't know if it's because the way, no, he was like that from the beginning, so.
He really was.
So, he's a perfect dog for me, because he, even though he has his moments, like, I don't know why, when I sit on the staircase, like, mm-hmm. my lap is his throne. Like, he'll fucking, like, scratch at me, and he'll be like, let me on my chair. I'll be like, here aww. You go. Like, he always sits on my lap. It's the cutest thing ever.
Cute. Yeah. Yeah, my dog, on the other hand... He's ungrateful.
Mm-hmm. Total attention no, whore.
No, the thing is, my dog literally cannot survive 5 minutes without constant attention.
Yeah.
He will, the thing is, and if I don't give it to him, he will isolate himself on the stairs and or, like, on a couch or on a cushion or somewhere, like, in a corner, and, like, just be depressed. He will literally... depress himself because it's like nobody loves me.
Yep.
I'm gonna stay in this corner by myself hating my life.
Do you know what's insane to me? And I don't know what that is, but I think like I have like a hella toxic streak, and I was thinking about that the other day. It's like those people that like aren't willing to like accept like affection. Happiness mm-hmm. yeah and affection and like are so emotionally unavailable. It's like, why do that to yourself? Why be emotionally unavailable? But I have an attachment to your dog that is strictly based off of how important he is to you. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
Like, I have such a soft spot for him because of how important he is to you. Mm-hmm. Like, if I had to save one of our two dogs, I would save your dog.
Stop.
Because I know how hurt you would be if your dog died. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Versus, I can't find it in myself to have that soft spot for mine. Because aww. No one would be hurt if he died. No one would be as hurt if he died. No one would be as hurt as me. And that doesn't matter. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes. That makes perfect sense. And you're so toxic.
So toxic.
That's so annoying.
But I'm, like, so attached to your dog. Like, when I see your dog sad and neglected, I'm like, oh my god, be happy. You can't be sad. You gotta be happy.
Pull yourself out of this.
Yeah, none of these die mentalities survive. Don't die yourself. Yeah. But versus mine, I'm like, he'll be fine. You're okay.
I would be so, so sad.
I know. But if yours died, you'd be broken.
I think I'll get over it soon. Obviously. I think that's going to be, like, my first... I mean, I know for a fact it's going to be, like, my first hardship, if that makes mm-hmm. sense. It's going to be the first loss I've ever experienced. And it's going to hit me hard. I don't know if I'm going to just seek further refuge in you or need to buy another dog.
Don't let me get another dog. I'm going to want another one. Don't let me do it. I'm going to get it, but don't let me do it.
How about, the thing is, instead of doing one each, how about we just get me another dog that you can leech off of?
No, I want my own dog.
You do?
If there's going to be a dog,
it's going to be yours.
Well, the thing is, we're going to live a while where it's just going to be your dog, so let me see how I feel about that. But if I feel, like, lonely, because that's the thing, like... It sucks because you don't like your dog sleeping on your bed with you, but, oh, the other night I was actually really lonely. I wanted them. No, I know, but then you get, like, an allergic reaction and stuff.
I'm allergic to dogs and cats. I feel like
I'll be happy with your dog sleeping in my room, but it's going to hurt me every single time you wake up and the dog just leaves. It's like, can I get a goodbye kiss? Like, the fuck, bro?
Aw, no, my dog loves you, too.
No, he doesn't.
He obviously does.
I mean, when you're not around... We really have a special connection. You've never seen it, but, like, we have moments when you're not around. But the moment you get there, he's like, who this bitch? I'm leaving. I'm like, damn.
Aww.
I was the bitch that was rubbing your tummy for the last half an hour, my guy.
It's like, you're gonna forget me, but next time when she's not there, you're gonna come back to me, mm-hmm. and then we're gonna see what's gonna happen.
Yeah, and I tell him, I'm like, you come back because she in the bathroom. I see you. And he like, how you doing? And I'm like, I'm good. Mm-hmm.
He just loves you.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
That's not love.
No, but whatchamacallit, going back to... Oh, for my dog. I train... What is it? I know I taught him, well, I taught them both semi. Zero really just didn't want to listen. Like, your dog is, he's a white multi-poo, Zero.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, I know, just to give context.
I know what my dog looks like, and I named him.
Shut up. The thing is, your dog, like, doesn't want to do certain things. Like, at least, I know lie down for him was so weird. Because he doesn't lie down, like, properly. He doesn't, like, lie down. He, like, lounges.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know how else to describe it. But I taught them sit. I taught them lie down. I taught them leave it. I taught them stay semi. Again, they don't want to listen to stay. Because I'm, like, literally what I do is, like, okay, stay. So they know to stay. And then I put a treat in front of either one of them.
They run around.
And then I'm like, leave it. And they freaking, like, bolt to the other side of the room. I'm like, no. I told you to stay.
I think that's so cute because they know they have no self-control. So they're like, let me get away from this but treat that's... because I'm going
to
eat it.
But that's the thing. It's like, no, you have to show self-control.
I can't.
You like, want me to know my limits, woman.
That's what they're saying. I know my limits.
The thing is, but I'm like, no, stay there, like, and no. Like, figure your shit out.
No, I'm a fan.
Other than that, I taught Zero. Zero does it so badly, but it's so cute that he tries. But bang. I taught him bang, which is literally what I do. It's like, I'm like, okay, sit, lie down. So then I like do a little gun motion, and I'm like, bang. And then he, like, the thing is, he's still, because I always do it with a treat in hand, so he literally just kind of lies down, and, like, he puts his feet in the air, and then just quickly gets up again.
Yeah.
But it's so like, cute, because he does...
I'm alive, I'm dead.
Literally, I'm alive, but I'm dead. I'm alive, but I'm dead. No, literally, and it's super cute, because he, like, doesn't do it properly, but just the fact, well, because the thing is, I don't know why we had given up on, like, training him any kind, like, teaching him any kind of,
tricks. I couldn't think of any more tricks.
That's the thing. No, but you gave up. I literally remember this one time that I'm like, okay, let's teach them their respective things. And, like, you were there and, like, you were sitting with him and you're like, yeah, no, he doesn't get it. And I'm like, babe, like, just try. Try with him. Literally sit with him for a bit. And you're like, yeah, no, he's stupid. And I was like, take Dakota and I'm going to train Zero.
Gobo's so fun to train. It's like,
no, the thing is, what's so cute about Reddy, okay, I wanted to tell the Zero story first. So then with Zero, so then I sat there, and we were there an entire day. Like, I don't know what happened, but, like, we were there for, like, an entire day, like, three, four hours.
For an exam.
That's literally always when it happened. Like, we had to study for an exam, but I was there training your dog.
Yep.
But whatchamacallit, what happened?
Thirsty.
Oh, you're thirsty? I have the water bottle over there if you want to reach it.
Ooh.
Whatchamacallit? So then with Zero, I was literally there. I mean, I don't know. I say the entire day, but it was like a whole afternoon. I was there like 3-4 hours with him. And then, I don't know if it was that day. I remember the Koga story was something similar to that. But with Zero, I think literally towards the end of the day, I was like, bang. And he like barely did it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you did something. And the thing is, I literally remember I went and I showed your mom, then I showed your dad. And it was literally the whole thing. And, like, he did it badly, but it's like, see, he has the ability to learn.
No.
He really does.
No.
But at least I know with Dakota, well, because for Dakota, I taught him sit, stay, all that stuff. Trick-wise, he knows up. He knows army crawl.
Hmm.
Semi.
Army crawl, I taught him.
Did you?
I take credit for that one, yeah.
Okay, then
I was trying to teach them. Oh, no, I don't remember. I'm just saying I took credit for that one. I was trying to teach both of them, but like you said, Zero doesn't lie down normal. He won't get in that, I don't know what you call that.
Like that.
Both legs position. Under your booty.
Yeah, no, he like lounges again. Like he puts his paws to the side.
Yeah, like he lies on his side instead of lying on his butt. But Gobu can. So I was trying to train them both, but Zero could not. Zero would just run at me and I'm like, can you put your butt down? And he'd be like, what? I'm like, put your butt down, what? But Gobu, he cheats. He lifts up his butt, but he can do it.
Yeah, he does it, but then he gets too anxious, and he like, I want to go to the tree. It's like, no, stay down. The thing is, he knows what it is, but again, he just gets too anxious.
And the thing is, I would teach Zero paw, but he doesn't like people touching his paws.
Oh, that's another thing. Dakota knows how to do paw.
He does.
He does do paw, which is so cute. Because I want to get to the end. Well, okay, because I remember for rollover, I decided to teach my dog rollover. Ready? So the thing is, I was like, okay, Dakota, roll over. So, I don't know, I would, like, put him on a side, and he was like, oh, you want to rub my tummy? And I'm like, no, we're going to go all the way around. And he's like, what? And I remember I was so frustrated that day, because I'm super optimistic, and I'm super like, okay, let's just keep trying. So I spent an entire day, like, I don't know, again, another 5-6 hours with Dakota, teaching him how to roll over, and I'm like, this dog is fucking stupid. He is not gonna get it. I don't give a shit what's happening, but he's dumb. Like, he's just lost fucking cause. Mm-hmm. I ended there. I was like, okay, you know what? We're done. I'll finish here. You can have the last 3 treats. He was happy, whatever. Done.
I never want to see you again.
I was literally like, I'm shunning you for the next month. I don't care. I don't know if it was the next day or, like, I think it was probably the next day because I wanted to stay consistent, but I don't know if it was the next day or, like, a day after or something like that. Uh-huh. 1 or 2 days later, I'm like, okay, coming at it with a fresh head. Because, mm-hmm. yeah, towards the end, because the thing is, I like to be a constructive parent, whatchamacallit, but towards the end, I was kind of getting a little bit I'm like, Dakota! Like, and I was kind of raising my voice for no reason, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? It's like, just do it!
I told
like,
it's you!
It's like, how. I already taught you, why do I have to manually turn you again? Mm-hmm. It's like, literally, I was like, you know what? Fresh head. The next day again. So, like, I don't know if it was the next day or a day after. I came at it with a fresh head, and I was like, okay, Dakota, roll over. Like, and what I do is I say roll over, and I, like spin my finger around, mm-hmm, if that makes mm-hmm. sense. Like, I do, like, I draw a circle. I draw a circle with my finger. Yeah, kind of, like, but, like, horizontal. Mm-hmm. Like, I make a horizontal tornado with my finger.
Uh-huh.
So then I was, like, roll over, and I manually did it for him once. And then the second time, literally, it was the second day, we weren't doing it for, like, a minute. I did it the first time, and then the second time, he did it by himself. I was like, I am so madly in love with you. I'm, like, so obsessed, I can't even deal. Literally, Dakota did it. And I was like, you perfect little creature. I'm so obsessed with you. He literally rolled over. And now, what's so cute is the thing is, because we need to just factor in the fact that he has anxiety, I guess. Yeah. So the thing is, now, whenever I have, like, a treat and I give him a command, he doesn't
do anything but everything.
He does everything.
Yeah.
He's like, paw, no, roll over, no, army crawl, no, up, no, sit, I sat down, I don't know, lie down, which one? It's like,
bro, I didn't even, like, tell him to do shit
I
yet.
Didn't say anything, I literally just showed you the tree, and he does everything, because yes. The thing is, he wants the treat so bad, he's like, I know you're gonna ask for one of these, just, so I don't,
we're not doing,
I just did them all.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
It's like, that's not how it works. You have to wait for my command.
Honestly, you need to wait for me to tell you, bro.
Makes me want to train them again.
I love training them. Actually, the only thing I don't like about training them is that if the two of them are there, it's very chaotic. Like, we need to target one at a time
mm-hmm.
because, and it literally needs to be, one of us needs to be training one at a time because if the other one is also being
then
trained,
just
like,
to
yeah,
the other
they'll
one
be listening,
treats.
Yeah, they're like, oh, but he's receiving treats, why am I not? It's literally one at a time, and we literally, one of us needs
you
to focus on one.
You make me
want to
train Zero, what are you doing today?
What are you doing
We could
today?
Teach him heal, we could teach him back the fuck up, bitch. I also want to teach him to beg on command, because he'll beg, but I want to be able to beg
you know
for your life, and then I want to hold up a fake gun at him, and I'm like, beg for your life, bitch.
Oh,
and then have him beg.
That sounds so cute!
Adorable. Beg for your life, bitch.
No, that sounds so... I mean, because then you just, like, beg. Like, teach him beg, and then you can, like, extend
yeah,
the
Yeah,
because
he'll be begging. He'll be
it's
like
motherfucker, beg. Like,
get on your knees and beg me for your life.
It's like, for real, it's like, where are the deets? Or, no.
The who?
I don't know.
Where's the money?
Where's the
Put
money?
The money in the bag. Don't beg, bitch. Money in the bag.
It's like, bang.
And it would be perfect if following that... bang, and then he actually died. He would be the perfect dog.
That would be so... The thing is, I want to teach Dakota bang.
Do it. Oh my god, Kobo would be so
Dakota
cute.
Dakota would be so cute. Oh my gosh, we're literally gonna do it.
I want to train them.
I literally want to train them. You know what we're literally gonna do?
Tell me.
Is when we get home, I'm going to go to my living space and clean my area.
While you do that, I'm gonna train the dogs.
Literally. That's exactly what's gonna happen.
Well, yes, this has been us talking about doggies.
Oh, yeah. Today was a Monday podcast, though.
Oh my god, we didn't do a tarot reading, we didn't do shit.
We didn't do a tarot reading. Is it too late?
No, I guess end with a tarot
reading.
Okay,
ready, you guys? We're gonna literally end with a tarot reading, because I don't know if you guys appreciate these. I mean, I love tarot, and I mean, it is what it is.
I'm actually not that big a fan of tarot.
I know you're not.
I like to do my own readings, and I know people say you shouldn't do that. I don't like other people reading me.
I know.
I like to read myself. I like to see what my... universe has to say to me. Because that's why should my universe be talking to somebody else?
It's not talking to somebody else. I'm literally asking the universe for a message for you.
I know, but I can ask for myself. Because I don't know why I have this independence thing.
I know you do. It's okay. I have this whole
complex. And I'm starting to actually figure out where it stems from. And, like, where? I'm so internally fucked.
Where does it stem from?
I don't know. I'm just learning slowly things.
Blech. Understood. Ready? So, let's see. What's a question that we should ask? It's, okay, does the universe, is there anything that the person listening to this podcast right now needs to hear? Anything that this person needs to hear? Something that, oh, goodness, oh, shit. There's a lot that you need to hear.
Okay. Open your ears, guys.
It's like, oh, gosh. Okay, ready?
We have the Eight of Swords.
Eight of Swords, let's start with that. Okay, Eight of Swords, let's do this. Eight of Swords. Describe what the card looks like for the people.
Okay, it's a swan. It seems like the swan is trapped around these swords, and there's a little hummingbird that the swan is looking up at. And it seems like it's in a cave, and there's this evil goblin thing that seems to be, like, trapping the swan, but the hummingbird seems to be, like, trying to guide the swan out.
Okay, ready? So, Eight of Swords. Do not waste energy on the trifle or freeze up in a crisis. Resist the urge to feel restricted, confused, powerless, and trapped by circumstances. Okay, so
follow the hummingbird.
So know that your circumstances don't define you. You still do what you believe is right. You still are your own person. You're going to make your own decisions. Even though your circumstances, you feel limited, you feel as though you're restricted, you feel trapped. I'm not necessarily saying that you can escape those circumstances right now, but just know that this isn't the rest of your life. It is just literally a situation. Make decisions and try
things
to...
Things will get better is the worst thing to say to someone that's in a tough place.
I was about to say.
What was it that you should say? That I'm sorry that things are tough right now, and it sucks that you have to go through that, but it'll make you stronger type thing?
That sounds nice.
You'll be stronger because of it.
Yeah.
So just...
tough it out.
Power through, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Ready? What's the next card?
The Sun.
The Sun? Okay. It's just a regular...
It's card. This blonde guy with wings. Oh, no. The bird thing he's on has wings.
Your energy is so low right now.
Sorry. I love these pictures. They're so pretty.
Yeah, right? I really love my tarot deck. Ready? So the Sun. Enlightenment and understanding. Glory, achieving prominence. The constant renewal of life, of vitality, and of being filled with radiant joy, energy, invigoration, and good health. Being full of assurance and confidence. A charity of vision and purpose lit by the clear daylight. Okay, so you're going to kind of reach a clearing, if that makes sense. Like, you're either of clear mind, or you're going to reach, like, a moment of clear mind to where, like, you understand what your circumstances are, you understand who you are, and that's going to help you have a clear head and make decisions. That's kind of the vibe I'm getting.
I like how it's so cool how the pictures are based off the words, or the words are based off the pictures?
The thing is, all of these words mean the same. The Sun across all tarot decks more or less means the same thing.
So the picture based off the words. Because the picture is pretty lit.
What is the picture?
I mean, not just the Sun one, but I really like the Swan one and, like, the hummingbird. Like, it seems like that swan is trapped in evil, but that hummingbird is, like, come out. Like, don't let yourself be trapped. Like, that one's lit. Like,
this is for the Eight of
the Swords. Description I got matched. Like, how I described the card, at least to me, like, what I saw here matched what you said.
Mm-hmm.
And then I totally see the Sun one, too. Not what I would have said, but I totally see that, too. And then I honestly don't know how to feel about this third one. It's the Two of Pentacles.
Okay, Two of Pentacles. I was about to say. Kind of give them to me with anticipation. That way I can get to the page.
Oh, sorry.
You're good. So ready, Two of Pentacles, a balancing act. Juggling and keeping everything in motion. Being flexible and adaptable and changing directions easily. Okay, so for the Two of Pentacles, I'm getting the kind of vibe to where you're going to have to be making a decision, or at least you have two things that you're kind of going back and forth with.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually saying it's a balancing act. So even though I'm saying it's two decisions, I'm assuming you're hesitant to make either decision, and you're just kind of in the middle, and you're not sure what you need to do. Just if you don't want to make this decision, just kind of do what's best for you. Do whatever you consider to be right. Because, again, you're just kind of balancing. You're kind of going back and forth. Just know what each circumstance is. Just know what each circumstance is. Make sure not to hurt anybody. Make sure that you're always doing things for you. That you're not, like, hindering yourself or hurting anybody in the process. And just power through. You're going to be stronger at the end of all of this shit. This shit that we call life.
Honestly.
But yeah, that was today's tarot reading. This is for Monday.
Monday.
So yeah, this was kind of fun. Nice start to the week, you know.
We're I like set. This, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so then again, Monday, nice start to the week. We know what our goals, our aspirations are. We're going to power through. We got this. We're powerful.
Yes.
We are the universe and we are limitless. You are limitless. Yes.
Yes. Bye.
See you guys on Wednesday.